entire country saw at least 60% of the sun covered up by the moon. Even the president saw it, but in a move that is not a complete surprise, he looked directly at the sun without any glasses. Perhaps the most impressive thing any president's ever done. If you missed out, don't despair. The next total eclipse in the U.S. is just 7 years from now. Of course, we'll be covering it right here on Fox.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy. We're back. I want to say that we have left Peak Banana, but alas, we have not. So last week was like Racism Central. This week was sort of clearing Racism Central. I guess we have left Peak Banana, now that I think about it. We're settling down, but it's only in comparison to all of the madness. I don't feel like it's necessarily a calm week, but
no,
I feel like next week is going to be...
Under normal circumstances, this would be insane, but just like you have to, you know, under Trump-adjusted terms, it's fairly mundane.
Yeah, like it was...
But like...
No big deal.
Yeah, If we had a week like this under Obama, it would be crazy. But this is just standard Trump fare, I guess.
Yeah, so for Trump, it's pretty good. Congratulations, I guess. So we are going to talk about the rally in Boston. Obviously, we're going to talk about Steve Bannon.
Yes. I read a book.
Yeah, Andy read a book. He's very proud of it. I read a book, guys.
I read a whole book.
I mean, in fairness, there's no way I could have read a book in that time, even if it was an audiobook, which is cheating.
Whatever. I read a book.
I listened to a book read to me is what you did.
Fuck off. I read a book.
I did it. We are going to talk about, that's fair. We are going to talk about this sort of, this interesting article in the New York Times about the Republican shadow campaign for 2020, which is really interesting. And I've got a couple of interesting little sort of side notes about this story, that's in the New York Times, proving why I think it's absolutely true. Not just because they're good reporters, but there's some other interesting confirmation. And we're going to talk a lot about 2020, on the Republican side. Also there was an interesting, announcement by the president about Afghanistan, which we'll talk about, which is really interesting. And then of course, This Week in Stupid, I will save that lovely, ridiculous story for the end. Okay, if you are listening to this and you are not signed up for premium content, you can go to lookforwardshow.com/premium to sign up. It's $5 a month or $50 for the full year. That will get you the entirety of this show every week. It will give you all the other shows in the TMP Studios premium access, which includes the Men with the Golden Tongues, which is our James Bond podcast, the Airing of Grievances, which is our Seinfeld podcast, No Time to Bleed, which is our action movie podcast, and we are working on another show, another extension of our video game show called Dense Pixels Bonus Round. So look forward to that as well whenever those guys get their effing acts together. So, all right, let's get right into it. Nazi rally in Boston this past weekend. It attracted 133, by my count, from what I saw, 133 Nazis. And that's kind of a big deal, right? That's a lot of Nazis. However, the counter protest was roughly 40,000 people in Boston, which is the second most racist state. Or excuse me, Massachusetts.
City, but sure.
Massachusetts.
Yep, no, Boston is just like, it's still segregated and people think it's okay to yell out racist things.
Yeah, no, that's but, true. I look, I've been to Boston. I had a great time. My wife and I drank a lot of champagne and like lay down the grass. It was awesome. But I would never live there because I don't want to be called a nigger in public or in private, really.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the little things really for me. Try not to be too
cheap. God, you're so picky, dude. Jeez.
No racial epithets before noon.
Yeah, it's, the funniest part, if you've seen the video of it, is just thousands of people surrounding a couple hundred people that are trying to do whatever their chant is, and they're chanting, "We can't hear you."
And they're all huddled into a like a little bigoted gazebo. It's really it was really hilarious.
And the person with the fucking tuba.
Yeah, just
but, and they're like following chanting races doing fat guy music. They shut down racism with a tuba.
I mean, look, that's the most American thing I've ever heard, frankly. What is interesting is they had 27 arrests.
Well, actually, it was a sousaphone. Shut up.
It was a sousaphone.
Tuba's a funnier word.
Tuba's definitely a funnier word. So Trump tweets out...
cutting off the asshole in the comments already. Probably Brad. Fuck you, Brad.
Yeah, it was definitely Brad. Trump tweets, "Our great country has been divided for decades. Sometimes you need to protest in order to heal, and we heal and be stronger than ever before." But he spelled heel wrong at first, and then he deleted it and corrected it, which I thought was funny, because the president doesn't know how to read or write.
Yeah, he's dumb. He's a dumb guy. He's a real dumb guy.
I mean, that just is a fact. He also tweeted that there were a lot of people out there who were against the police, which is not... like, that is not true at all. I don't know what side the 27 people who were arrested were on. I have to imagine they were probably on the anti-protest or the counter-protest side, just because if they arrested 27 people, that's like a third of the Nazis.
Right.
But I know it's not actually a third. But I have to imagine it is probably the counter-protesters because they're all fucking amped up, right? Like, Nobody gets more amped up than the thought of like punching a Nazi in the face, which I would agree with.
So they're trying to do the counter protest or the, you know, the lefty protesters are anti-police. Like, how are they anti-police? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess the only way I would say that the anti-protesters are police are anti-police is if the police are pro-Nazi. So
yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so if you're pro-Nazi, well, yeah, you're right.
We saw some shit from that, what's the name of that? That Daily Stormer website before it got taken down and then put back up and then taken down and put back up and taken down. It's having issues. But they were like making fun of the cops that died in Charlottesville. Yeah. And like, so feel free to not protect those guys, cops, just so you know.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want some people who are like legitimately out there talking shit about cops, you go ahead and not keep people from attacking these guys because they're pieces of shit.
I mean, so there's been a lot, and I don't want to get too far into it on this show, but there's been a lot of sort of like, well, we can. I won't touch on the racial element of it, but there's been a lot of issues with this whole notion of like, hey, you know, maybe we should look at, you know, both sides. And I don't have a problem looking at both sides, right? But I don't equate people who want to fight fascism with actual fascists, right? But there's been this notion of like both sides are equally responsible and both sides are bad and all this other stuff. And to that, I've been thinking about this, like, why is this such a desire for people to do this both sides thing. But I think what I'm starting to realize is this is a product of the both sides like news coverage, right? Like everything, yeah. Every story has two sides to it, according to our news, right? The Democrats say, hey, we want to give you healthcare, and the Republicans say the moon is made of cheese, and it's like both sides are equally reasonable point of views. Like, no, they're not. And I feel like that is spilled over into the Nazi argument.
We did this the whole election, which is, well, I mean, he's on tape bragging about sexual assault, but I don't know, like, Hillary's husband did cheat on her a lot, so it means the same type of thing.
Right. And that's, you know, it's a really weird thing. It's also
if you
damaging.
Want to equate Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, because Bill's had some shitty accusations about him too.
Absolutely.
But again, he wasn't the one running, but they just had to equate them somehow.
Right. Well, yeah. And there's this whole notion that I see online a lot, which is if you ask a Republican, hey, what about this? Like, you know, what do you think of this? The immediate thing is this deflection to like this, what they're referring to as whataboutism. Like,
whataboutism, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, what about the Democrats? Like, but dude, we're not talking about the Democrats. We're talking about this issue. Just address this issue.
Mention anything Trump's doing shitty. Well, I mean, Obama. Okay, can we talk about what we're talking about? Well, what about, okay, you're getting real Putin-y.
Yeah, it's very strange. And I have to assume
it's Putin 101. What about every time they go, well, I mean, you did kill a bunch of people. Well, what about the Americans? They killed more.
Right. And I can't help but to, and I know what it is. I'm actually being slightly stupidly coy here. Like, I know what it is, right? Which is your arguments are fucking garbage. And so you immediately have to move to something else, because if you actually dig in on your side, then you will see the actual faults in it.
Yes. Or you have to defend something that's indefensible. So you just deflect and go, well, what about this thing over here, though?
Yeah, like I'm waiting for a major disaster to happen, and then to watch the whataboutism, like if there's a massive hurricane or what have you, and in the U.S. and a bunch of people get killed, I guarantee there will be whataboutism. Well, Clinton didn't do anything about Rwanda. Well, what the fuck does that have to do with this? But
the
like,
funniest
it's coming.
One is like forever the we're not racist. Whataboutism is like. Well, I mean, we're not like neo-Nazis or the KKK or something. We're not like racist. But now that actually is the neo-Nazis and the KKK. Right. So what do you do now?
I mean,
well, the people beating up the Nazis were a little rough there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're punching people.
Yeah.
That's just as bad, right?
Look, I stressed last week, if you say that it is un-American to beat up people because they disagree with you, I would agree with you. And like, I don't care. They're Nazis. Like they are literally an organization or a group of people whose entire purpose is to murder other people who are not like them.
Yeah, well, it's a difference.
Sorry.
Like, like, yes, you have freedom of speech, but at what point is it incitement? When you're out there calling for the deaths of people, when you're out there, you know,
right,
saying you want to exterminate races of people, at what point is that like a call to action? Are you actually inciting a problem when you're marching down the street with fucking guns saying you want to kill everybody who doesn't look like you? It, you know, I mean, I know there's a slippery slope, you know, there's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and cut off the Nazis and then, you know.
Then we'll talk about it.
we'll talk about it. Or, you know, from there, we'll talk from there. But
I mean, but that's the whole thing that has always, like, there's a part of being an intellectual, like, I think both of us try to come from an intellectual point of view on a lot of these topics. But
yeah, I'm hella smart.
Woo! You have no idea, man. Kid Rock for
it's
president.
Like, all I do is think.
That's going to be Kid Rock's fucking slogan when he runs for the Senate. Like, man, all I do is think and rhyme things with things in my shitty, shitty songs. That was a terrible, terrible moment in Kid Rock's career. But
how is everyone not mad at him for that? He fucked Werewolf of London and Sweet Home Alabama at the same time. Ugh. Like, that's like both ends of the rock spectrum. Like, the Southern rock people and then like the more like hipster rock people should have all been furious at once.
Ugh, he sucks.
Like, that should have been the thing that brought everybody together, right? The North and the South all getting together. Oh, you fucked with Warren Zevon. Hey, you fucked with Lynyrd Skynyrd. You fucked that guy, right? Let's get together on this.
Nah, we can't. That's how I know we will never get together is because we did not get together on that specific topic.
We didn't unite against Kid Rock.
Yeah, the one thing we can all agree with. A dirty, filthy, fake rap white guy sucks, period.
It's shit, dude. I thought we were all on board with Juggalos being garbage, but apparently I was wrong on that.
No,
so.
I stand with Juggalos. I'm pro Juggalo now. I stand with my people.
I don't know how the hell that happened, but
yeah, look,
fuck it.
I mean, hey, it is what it is. Sometimes you get precarious friendships.
You know what? Whoever is down in the foxhole with you, whether they're wearing clown makeup or what, you know, you gotta take who you can get, I guess.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. But you know, I do think, you know, we try to approach these things from a intellectual perspective, and you know, obviously we joke around, but we try to take a smart approach to things. But I feel like these arguments, like this use of like whataboutism and stuff like that, are just pure examples of people who are not very smart. And I'm starting to think that average conservatives are pretty stupid. And I try not to have that thought process, but I read a lot and I read a lot of responses from people, and it doesn't really help their argument that they're smart. Like, it just doesn't. And look, that's not to say that liberals are fucking geniuses either, by the way. Like, I just think that liberalism tends to make more, as a thought process, tends to make more cogent arguments than modern day conservatism does. So,
well, at least we're honest about what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's all this sleight of hand shit with the conservatives where it's like, oh no, we care about, I mean, if they just would have come right out and say, well, we care about tax cuts for the wealthy, and that's it.
Yeah.
Do you have any other principles? Not really.
No. The babies, like unborn babies. Like, once they're babies, no. Like, dude, I don't give a fuck about those kids.
No, they don't. Yeah. Right. I mean, again, that's just to get people in the room. Like, what they actually care about is, well, people give us a lot of money, and we want to lower their taxes. And that's it.
That's it.
That is the conservative principle.
There's only one.
Else is bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, facts.
Literally everything else is bullshit.
Hashtag facts.
There's not a single other thing.
No, they're liars.
I don't even think a lot of like Republican elected politicians are even as racist as they kind of like pretend to kind of dip a toe in the water.
No, I think they use it as a way to get in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
To appeal to people.
Yeah, I don't think they really give a fuck about. Do you think they really want everybody to have guns? They just got shot at.
No, fuck no, they don't want that. But they're too far down the rabbit hole, they can't get out.
Yeah.
Now, people like Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, that motherfucker is a racist. Like Peter King or Steve King? Steve King is a fucking racist.
Steve King's racist as fuck.
Yeah, he's a fucking racist. But do I think like Tom Cotton is a racist? I mean, maybe he is, but probably not. He's just a dweeb. Is Paul Ryan a racist? No, he's just a douche.
Yeah, but you kind of have to look the other way on like some really racist shit to like get voters.
Yeah.
But you think they really, they're frat douches. Do you think they really are into this stuff?
No, I mean, the like, chances.
Oh, yeah, I love our Confederate flag waving fan base.
Yeah,
I love
those guys. Awesome.
They're my boys.
No, yeah. Guys, I definitely want to do fly fishing again. Yeah, let me meet the fucking the guys with the fucking duck call shit. Yeah, no, these are my people. Like, no, they're not. Like, come on, man.
Paul Ryan doesn't want to hang out with those guys.
No, fuck no.
Paul Ryan doesn't want to spend any time with Republican voters.
No. He's like, look, can you just sign this piece of paper so I can go home and my family and eat a mayonnaise sandwich?
I need to wash my entire body in expensive champagne after talking to you people.
Yeah, ugh. gross. Live in a forest.
Take a bath in Dom Perignon.
I've been
touching commoners all afternoon.
bring me my bubble bath of expensive champagne. So yeah, so the rally happened. Nobody was killed, thank God. No one was hurt, which is also great. Look, I mean, 40...
Yeah, that one's going to be in D.C. Yeah, the Juggalos versus Nazis rally. Yeah. There's going to be a body count on that one.
Yeah. Again, looking forward to it. As long as it's on the right side. Right side of history, guys. Right side of history.
They said they're bringing hatchets, and I don't think that's a figure of speech.
I don't think the Juggalos are kidding, guys. They're meth addicts. Okay?
We're going to send our white trash after your white trash and see who comes out on top.
It is like Garbage Thon 2017.
The lefty trailer garbage is going after the righty trailer garbage.
But the funny thing is, I don't think Juggalos are necessarily liberal. I think Juggalos just have that weird sense of like Americana, like Nazis are bad, like that's it, fuck those people.
Well, okay, so somebody,
and they're anti-rules, so they're gonna be like, yeah, I want to fight a Nazi, and I,
yeah, somebody
them.
Pulled up all of like the ICP lyrics that are like against racism and bigotry, and they've been doing this for like 25 years, like, so their fan base is like super anti-racist. They're probably backwards as fuck in a bunch of other ways. That ICP music is misogynistic as fuck, but
yeah, and they're also religious. Like, they love God.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, but,
it's fucking strange.
But they're violent and anti-racist. So you know what?
Bring it on, man.
I'll take them,
dude. Look, I gotta tell you, as a black man in America, the prospect of this going fucking sideways is amazing. Like, watching two factions of white people beat the piss out of each other. Yo, I would pay the $100 for this before I would pay for that Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor. Absolutely. Like, the Jug Nas War 2017? Get out of here, man. It's going to be fucking awesome.
If we
could
get them to each, like, start out on opposite sides of a road and then just, like,
charge.
Go.
Yeah, just charge
at each other.
I need, like, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope to be on horses riding in front of them. Like you could go home. You may live. Or you could stay and be heroes.
Whoop, whoop!
Yeah, family, and they just start charging with their fucking dime store painted faces right into the
spraying Faygo everywhere.
Dude, I need it, man. I need it. Like, there's a decent chance 700 Juggalos die on that day, but they also kill every single Nazi.
Yeah, that was my take, is we were sending our most expendable citizens to go and fight this war for us.
Yeah. I mean, look, just to move on from this, I will say this. Hollywood really screwed up, because the Expendables movie should have just been a bunch of Juggalos. Just sending Juggalos into the fucking deep jungles of, like, Burma, you know, murdering people to get out. Good so Christian.
Somebody on Twitter said, if the Juggalos win this, then where we tear down the statues or the Confederate statues, we're putting up statues of Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J.
You know what? I am fine with that.
Fine with it.
I am absolutely fine with it. Well, you know, we've always been waiting for more faces to put on Mount Rushmore. I think we might have found them. I think we are far overdue for a Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J addition.
It would
to
be
Mount
super
Rushmore.
Easy to fix the Confederate statues too. You just put clown makeup and, like, you know, oversized, like, jerseys on them, whatever those guys wear.
flaming button down shirts.
Sure. Yeah. Shirts. So we're just painting clean, clown makeup on Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis or whatever.
Again, I could not be happier with this.
It's fine. Yeah.
No.
Tremendous.
No, totally support it. All right, let's talk about Steve Bannon.
Yes.
Gin-soaked racist Steve Bannon was fired, left on his own volition. We're not really sure. He is gone now out of Trump's White House. He was his, strategic...
Chief strategist.
Thank you. Does this matter?
Kind of. So, from what I gather, when Kelly came in and took over, he pretty quickly said, that guy's got to go, right? This is a problem right here. Just pointing right at Steve Bannon's face.
Look
this,
at him.
This here. This can't be a thing anymore. And so they had, I guess, made some arrangements for him to leave, like, on his own terms in a couple of months. And then Charlottesville happened, and Steve Bannon made things very, very bad, like worse than normal. As a quote I heard from Jared Kushner was that Steve Bannon just appeals to my father-in-law's worst instincts. And it's true. Like, I don't want to take this off of Trump, but Bannon's the guy right next to him encouraging, like, yeah, no, go for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Just say the N-word.
No,
say it. Say yeah. It. Wait, what? Nothing. No, just do whatever you want.
Yeah. So he kind of got, his exit was expedited a little, but yeah, Kelly's taking care of business. He doesn't seem like a guy who takes a lot of shit, which, I mean, it's fine, but I hope that everyone doesn't act like, and you know, that you can already see it. Like, well, I mean, this White House was a little racist, but we got rid of Steve Bannon, so all better.
Yeah, sorry, no.
We fixed it. The racist is gone. Like, the one. It's all better. It's all good now.
We only had one, guys. It's fine.
And he's out of here.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think it matters to some degree. I think some people are downplaying it and other people are overhyping it. Look, I believe it was you in our Facebook group that said every time a racist gets fired from the White House, Stephen Miller experiences the quickening, which I thought was hilarious. Because it's true.
There could be only one.
There can only be one of me. But I mean, you still have Stephen Miller, who is who is definitely a racist and has really racist policies that he's pushing. And then you have Sebastian Gorka, who's
an actual Nazi,
like a legitimate Hungarian Nazi. Those guys are still dangerous. I don't think if you get those two guys out, it changes all that much, because I think
there's another
Trump
guy.
Is a racist.
Yeah, Donald Trump is pretty racist too. So I mean, we got to get him out while we have that list. Throw him on there.
Yeah, just fucking toss his ass right up on that list. So I do think Bannon leaving is important, and the reason why I say that is because Bannon was kind of like Trump's like worm tongue, man. I mean, he was. Like Jared said, he literally brought the absolute worst out in Trump. And that's not good. Like that is a bad thing, to say the least.
Yeah. But the thing that's sort of interesting is all of the like populist stuff came from Bannon. So without him there, Trump's just you've already seen it basically since he's got there. He's been running the Paul Ryan agenda. It's like Paul Ryan plus racism, which is not really what he ran on, right?
Exactly.
He ran on the standard Republican platform being a bunch of bullshit, and he was going to fix it all, and he hasn't at all. He hasn't done, any chance of like, we're actually going to do universal health care, or not that there was ever a real chance of that, but any of that shit he ran on that was actually kind of populist that you could agree with, that leaves with Bannon.
Yeah, and, you know, in a way, that's kind of interesting, right? Because it's the only thing that really got him elected. Besides cheating with the Russians. Like, if he didn't have... I mean, it was reality, right? But if he didn't have the populist side, I don't know that he could have won. I mean, you think he could really win on we need to lower taxes for corporations? I don't think so.
No, he said the opposite. He said he wanted to, like, and that was actually something that Bannon believes in, was he wanted to raise taxes on rich people, was what he said he was going to do. And then you see as an actual, you know, that piece of garbage that Mulvaney barfed out, and it's nothing like what he promised, right?
Right.
There's no money for infrastructure, which if you're trying to have a populist revolt and like have everybody behind you, putting a bunch of money in infrastructure is a great way to do it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I support that.
Dude, yeah, it would create a fuck ton of jobs. It's something that's malleable that you can see. Like if you go, hey, that, you know, the freeway was a piece of shit and now it's really nice. This president is really turning things around.
Yeah, and that, look, again, I would not have a problem with him doing that. I absolutely wouldn't have a problem with it at all. That being said, I'm not buying it. Like, I don't think you're going to give a shit about infrastructure. I don't think you give a fuck about any of that stuff. I think you give a shit about lining your pockets. So,
yeah, for sure. But you know, to go to the big, the biggest example, Hitler put in a freeway system.
Yeah, he did.
In Germany.
Yeah, it's called the Autobahn, guys. Look it up.
Yeah, people were super into Hitler there for a little bit.
Yeah, look, and the Autobahn is a great fucking project.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. Do public works project, put everybody to work. You'll instantly become super popular. You fix the economy because people have money to spend. It's a great idea. And then, you know, people aren't really paying attention as like everyone they know who's Jewish is disappearing.
Yeah. I mean, no big deal, guys. No big deal.
Yeah. That's how you get away with that for like, you know,
a couple years,
11, 12 years instead of 6 months.
Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody I was here. Like, what? but it's, yeah, I mean, the problem is without Bannon, who, look, I think Bannon is a terrible person. I think Bannon is a racist. I think he's an asshole. I think he probably does try to suck his own cock. I think that's probably true, literally. But all of that being said, Bannon is intelligent. Bannon is very smart. The problem is without Bannon, Trump is really dumb. And like he just is. He just is.
Yeah.
I mean, who was for some reason this guy keeps falling out of my head. George W. Bush's right-hand man, Karl Rove, right? Yeah. He was a super smart guy. Karl Rove is a fucking asshole. Now, do I think Karl Rove is like a major racist? Maybe tacitly to like get votes for himself, but you know, or for Bush. But I don't think he's like Steve Bannon, who's a literal white nationalist. But Karl Rove was really fucking smart. And when Rove sort of took a back seat in the administration, that's where Bush started to fall apart. Because he didn't have fucking turd blossom there to make shit just work. Because that's what Karl Rove did. And I don't think Bannon is as good as Rove was by any stretch of the imagination. But without Priebus and Bannon, yeah, okay. I mean, John Kelly is supposed to be this great wrangler, but is he? Because the last time I checked, fucking Trump went on a fucking bender of a fucking press conference. And
Kelly's just standing there staring at the floor.
Like, Jesus Christ. Like, please just let this be over. So I don't know that Kelly can rein him in. I don't think anybody can rein him in. So I don't think it really fucking matters. Well,
what do you do at that point? Go tackle him?
Yes.
The president has to go.
As we'll learn.
More remarks later.
As we'll learn later in this episode, you could just yell, the president is blind now, so don't worry about it. We're busy.
So, yes, I was actually, before he got fired, I had already started New York Times bestseller, the book I read.
What's it called? The Devil's Bargain?
Yeah, The Devil's Bargain by Joshua Green from Business Insider. So he has been interviewing Bannon since like 2011.
Gross.
About various things. And so he's got like he had like over 30 hours of interviews with Bannon to write this from, and then he got some interviews with other people, including one with Trump, to write this book. But and what's funny is apparently Trump was really furious that a book called Devil's Bargain, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump and the Storming of the Presidency, was on the New York Times bestseller list because Steve Bannon's name was first.
Yeah, because I actually heard an interview with him as well. I remember him saying that, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, he's so fucking petty. Like,
he's a child. I mean, he's a legitimate child.
Dude, how great is this though? Like, if you are in charge at one of at like Newsweek or Time, and you want and you think they should get rid of somebody, just put them on the cover.
Like, yeah,
Kushner, the real genius behind the.
Yeah, I mean. Basically, just get out there and be like, Kushner, the real president. And then, like, fucking Kushner's done. He's done.
President Kelly.
Ugh. H.R. McMaster, more like H.R. McPotus. Am I right, guys? Like, man, that guy is fucking toast.
But, so, just the... Now, there's a lot of this stuff that we've actually learned if you're just a regular... Rachel Maddow viewer, as far as the Steve Bannon stuff. Oh, and it gets into a lot of Robert Mercer stuff as well.
Oh, good.
But like how that whole relationship got together because Bannon was Mercer's guy, and so there. But it gets into some stuff I didn't know. So if you want to cheat and listen to it, or actually if you're in, you know, have time to read books on pages.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's Bannon's a fascinating dude. His career is so weird.
Yeah, he's into farming gold for StarCraft.
Yeah, he goes to college. He becomes a naval officer. Then he goes, decides he's gonna be on Wall Street because it's the '80s and why not? And so then he goes back. But then he goes. So he goes back to Harvard Business, and then at like 29, he's like. Trying to get out there and compete with these interns for a job and actually gets hired at Goldman Sachs. So like you said, he's not a dummy. And then he made his own firm after his time at Goldman Sachs, ended up representing, this is how he became rich, ends up representing Turner in a deal with Castle Rock and somehow acquires some points for distribution for a couple of Castle Rock projects, and one of those is Seinfeld. So anytime somebody watches or you buy the DVD set of Seinfeld, Steve Bannon gets some money.
Ugh, that makes me so sad.
I know, because I've, you know, that's a lot of box sets.
Yeah, and I like Seinfeld, and I own the box set. And I don't like Steve Bannon, because he hates Jews.
I know, but you've given him some money.
I know.
That's the weirdest thing. Is he's so like into all these like cabal of bankers running the world, evil Jewish conspiracy, but all his money came from fucking Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, it's the classic like slave owner to slave mentality. Like, these people are disgusting. I would like to have sex with their women. Like, wait, what? Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like whatever you can do to take advantage of this other group that you weirdly look down upon too. Like it's a sick,
well,
disgusting
actually,
disease basically.
You know what, if you think like Jews are all about money and control everything, and then you're making a ton of money off of Jews, maybe that doesn't really help.
Like, guys, you're only like, helping the problem.
Yeah, if your exposure to Jews has been, well, I worked at Goldman Sachs and then I make all this money off of Seinfeld, so that's what I think about Jews.
Yeah, that seems a little bigoted, guys.
Yeah, that's not gonna help your perception, right? Yeah,
not at all, not at all. So,
but yeah, and then yeah, gold farming, and then somehow ends up working for Breitbart, and it's a weird fucking story. But
well, he's back there now. He immediately went back to Breitbart. Didn't even take a fucking vacation day. It was like, no,
I'm he was there later that day. They fired him on Friday afternoon, and he was at a meeting Friday night back at Breitbart, and they start pumping out articles about all of his enemies. So H.R. McMaster and Gary Cohn And so that's what you're going to get from Breitbart now.
Globalist cuck, Gary Cohn.
I sent that to you. There's a cover of a Breitbart article that actually had globes around Gary Cohn's name in brackets. And Jake Tapper just tweets out an image of it and says, subtle.
Hey, guys, we get it. He's fucking Jewish. Like, calm down. Like, these guys are so unbelievably bigoted. Like, so unbelievably bigoted. Like, and everyone's what, like, yeah, no, know? But they're ethno-nationalists. No, they're fucking racist. They're white supremacist racist pieces of shit. And I wish this country and the media would stop referring to Steve Bannon as if he is some regular guy. He is nothing but a fucking hillbilly with an education who hates everyone who doesn't look like him. Fuck that dude.
The weirdest
actually,
thing about him,
I, you he, know what? I take that back because hillbillies are not necessarily terrible people. They just live in, they just live in a place I don't. But he's a fucking asshole specifically.
He had that interview that came out, and then also in the book, the same thing. He has a ton of contempt for the alt-right neo-Nazi people that support him and read Breitbart and love his every move. He doesn't like them.
Well, I'm, you know what? Like, honestly, I'm not surprised.
He calls Richard Spencer a loser and a goober. And like, he doesn't like it because, and this is his mind, he actually believes that this is not a bigoted thing. But, you know, he's like a Christian supremacist, not a white supremacist. He doesn't like Jews and Muslims because of religious reasons.
Ugh. Yeah, that makes it better.
Right?
Jesus Christ. But
so yeah.
He's
not a racist guy. He just hates Jews and Muslims.
And
how is that racist?
And Christians who are not white.
You know, whatever. Semantics.
I mean semantics. There's no point in really getting into it. I mean, that's just like it's not his fault. It's in the Bible. But I mean, this idea that he looks down on those people makes total sense, right? He's a heart, as much as he is this bigoted guy, he's also intelligent, right? And their arguments probably sound insane to him. Also, he's Harvard educated. I don't care how much of a bigot you are. At a certain point, you got to be like, I feel like I'm better than these people. And you know what? He probably is. He probably is better than them. But guess what? You're not better than my dog. So it doesn't really fucking matter comparison.
No, he's a very educated racist shithead.
Yeah, that's exactly who he is.
Where else did he go? Okay, BA for from Virginia Tech, MA from Georgetown, and then an MBA from Harvard.
Oh, he doesn't have a doctorate, though.
he's an idiot.
Yeah, suck it, Bannon. Fuck out of here. I mean, in fairness, I also don't have a doctorate, but that's besides the point. I also have a master's degree. I am as smart as Stephen Bannon. Actually, I'd like to think of myself as a little bit more enlightened, to be honest, if I had to think about it.
Well, I mean, he'd probably do better at, like, Wall Street stuff.
Yeah, but I would do better at life, of, like, being a decent human being and not burning burning in an internal fiery hell for being a piece of shit. But I don't believe
just
in hell.
Having nice-looking skin. Just not looking like you have some kind of horrible disease at all times. You're winning at that, too.
Well, yeah, because I put lotion on my skin, and I am not a Sith Lord, which is why he's so fucking ugly. He is an ugly person, right? Like, he is an ugly...
He's very splotchy.
Like,
he's super splotchy.
He's got, like, you know, like, the liver spots, and, like, dude, aren't you, like, 48? Like, get the fuck out of here. But by the way, so I heard something about Steve Bannon, which I thought was interesting. Steve Bannon made a comment that now that he's out of the White House, he doesn't have to worry about listening to Ivanka cry and put her head down on the desk when she doesn't get her way.
Yes.
That's amazing. And that's not amazing because Steve Bannon said it. It's amazing that a grown fucking woman in the White House is crying to her daddy when she doesn't get her way. Like, put your big, dumb head on the desk and just sit there until I'm ready to talk to you. That's amazing to me. You're a White House advisor.
Yeah.
You're crying? Come on, man. Come on. I don't care. You know, women are more emotional. Nah, I'm not trying to hear that, dude. I'm not trying to hear that. You're a fucking adult. Get out of here.
It's amazing. Like, everybody there probably feels insulted that they were on equal footing with everybody else there.
Yeah.
Like, all of them are like, feel like they're above everybody else who's there. I cannot believe that I'm here with the fucking Breitbart guy and Ivanka. And Ivanka's like, I can't believe I have to deal with all these fucking racist morons when I'm Ivanka. And
have you seen my shoes? They're beautiful.
And Bannon's like, I orchestrated this whole thing, and the stupid daughter-in-law and the Jew over there and whatever the fuck a Reince Priebus is have equal weight with the president that I do. Like, they all just hate each other. And then John Kelly's like, yeah, fuck all of you. You're all fired.
You're all fucking fired. Oh, yeah, the obnoxious Italian guy. Yeah, you got to go. I know, you just got here 8 minutes ago. That's cool. Fuck off. But it is really super interesting to see this, like what you're saying, right? Which is, like, all these factions and, like, all this, like, bloodletting between these groups. And, you know, Trump says, oh, you know, he gets poor Sarah Huckabee Sanders to get out there and be like, oh, Trump loves the spirited debates and all. Like, no, dude, this is not getting voted off an island. You work for the fucking White House.
There's no chaos. No chaos. None at all. The White House is a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
No chaos.
Apparently, who are they saying? It was... Sebastian Gorka is on the bubble now too.
Good. Fuck that guy.
Oh man. When he goes, I will be ever so happy that he is moved out of the way so Stephen Miller can get fired.
But Stephen Miller is like his only speechwriter. Like, who's gonna write his idiotic meandering words?
Does he really need a speechwriter? If you're Trump,
good point.
If you're Trump, do you think you really need a speechwriter? I feel like you don't.
Okay,
think
we
so.
Got to get this over to Time Magazine. Stephen Miller on the cover has put the real voice of Donald Trump.
Oh, gone.
Every one of Trump's incredible words was written by this man,
Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller : the best words, and just a picture of him pointing to his stupid head.
Dude, if we could convince Trump to not have speechwriters and just go up there and wing it every time.
Oh, his presidency would be over within, I don't know, 30, 80 days, I figure. Because he would get up there and he'd be like, I hate all of you. I'm going to nuke Japan just because. And they'd be like, all right, the 25th Amendment, you're done. Like, get out of here. He can't help himself. He's fucking stupid.
There'd just be like live tweets.
Yeah, he would just do Facebook Live, and he'd just be like, this is Trump, I'm on a toilet, fuck the haters, I fired everyone, Ivanka, get in here, I fired them too, it's fine, I don't need anyone, I hate all of you. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. All right, let's shift gears here, let's talk about the Secret Service.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, this is a super fascinating story. So apparently the Secret Service is fucked because they only have enough funding for their agents through September. Apparently they, according to this big bombshell article in USA Today, Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Als, in an interview with USA Today, said that over 1,000 agents have already hit the federal mandated cap for salary and overtime allowances for the entire year. So the Secret Service is basically, what that basically means is 1,000 agents, the money that was set aside for them to do overtime and all that sort of stuff, because, you know, presidents have to make emergency trips or something like that, or they have to work longer hours. All of that money, that extra mandated cap for their salary and overtime, has been hit. So what do they do? Because they have to protect the president. That is in their job description. There is no options, right? Apparently, under Trump, 42 people need Secret Service protection. That's 18 members of his family, and that's up from 31 people in the Obama administration. So,
who the fuck are these 18 members of his family?
That's got to be him, Melania, Beavis and Butthead and their wives, Javanka, all of the kids of those people, right? I think Javanka, they have three kids. That woman who only married Eric Trump for his money, I think they have a couple of kids. And then Donald Trump.
Real news, Laura Trump, you mean?
Ugh. Look, that woman is a buffoon. And I am happy to say that. But I am also, I need to also live in reality here. There is no way she is fucking Eric Trump if he wasn't related to a billionaire. Like, no.
Oh, for sure.
No, get out of here. But please, look. Sometimes it's worth calling a gold digger a gold digger. That woman's a gold digger. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, look, all of them are. You ever seen Wilbur Ross's wife? Get out of here. Steve Mnuchin's wife? Dude, she's like 25 years younger than him. Get the fuck out of here. No. And she's a fucking bitch, too. Yeah, they're all terrible. They're just all fucking horrible people. Every last one. They're all horrible. But this is a big deal, right? Because what happens when you have 1,000 Secret Service agents who aren't getting paid? You think they're really, they feel that dire need, that propensity to jump in front of a bullet for the president?
Fuck no. I wouldn't do it anyway, but
no.
Even less so if I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, for Trump, get out of here. Hey, jump in front of a bullet for me. I got a cramp, dude. I'm sorry. What kind of job is that, by the way? To jump in front of a bullet? No.
Like if you feel it's like your duty to protect an important person, I guess. I don't know. Any job where you're putting your life on the line for somebody else, fuck you. I'm not doing that.
So I won't go too much into this, but I met a guy who was a former Secret Service agent. No, man. No. Fuck that. Absolutely not. I can't imagine.
Like, maybe my son I would jump in front of a bullet for, and I think that's it.
Not even your wife?
Eh.
I've known her a long time. I feel like I've heard every story.
Eh, whatever. She's, you know. She's getting shot at. I mean, she obviously did something.
She had it coming. Oh. She's a really nice. She seems like a really nice person.
I would try to push her out of the way.
I love that. I wouldn't jump in front of the bullet, but I would try to push her down, is what you're saying.
I would make an effort to help her get away from the gunfire.
Oh, that's very mighty white of you. I will try to
do
my
best. In front of a bullet, Jay, you're going to sacrifice your life for another person?
I think I would.
You think?
Yeah, I think. Probably not. I mean, I feel like my instincts are to dive the other way, not to dive towards a bullet. Or like a coward, I would freeze. So, oh shit, he's got a gun. Like, I can't get away in time. Yeah, you got me. Fuck it. Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. So I feel like I would just be screwed. Yeah, so.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, no, good. I'm gonna clip this out and send it to her. I'm gonna post it on her Facebook.
God
page.
Damn it!
He is a piece of shit.
You know what though? You know what? She's not jumping in front of a bullet for me either. So let's just cut the shit here.
That is beside the point. And that is not how she's gonna see this conversation. She is only gonna hear the fact that she wouldn't, not that she also wouldn't, because she is a hypocrite.
If bullets are flying, we'll both jump to save the boy. That's how it works.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right, go ahead and clean it up now. Go ahead and clean it up. That's fine.
I'm not cleaning it up. I'm standing by my original answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure, sure. Now you're trying to drag your poor wife in, who you pushed down in the middle of a gunfight. Sure. It's fine. It's fine. It's a whatever, really. Yeah, but I mean, honestly, this Secret Service thing is actually pretty interesting because the amount of money that they're spending is not just because of the increase in family members, but also the fact that Trump goes to one of his properties literally every weekend and his kids travel so much because they're adults.
Right. Yeah. They're always flying around the world, making more money off the presidency.
Yeah, exactly.
Which everyone, yeah, the Republicans are just fine with.
Yeah. I don't want to ever hear anything about a Democrat ever again about that. Like ever. It hasn't been an issue, but I never want to hear it.
Oh no, but they, I mean, after all the vacationer in chief horseshit, he's already spent more on vacations than Obama did in his entire 8 years. So
that's insane.
Get fucked with that.
Yeah, that's insanity, dude. That's in 8 years, not in the first year, like where you'd be like, oh, okay, well, inflation and blah, blah, blah. No, in 8 years, dude. Come on.
And the filthiest, dirtiest part of the dirty filth of this is that they're all at Trump properties.
Yeah. Gotta just throw
and everyone's that money back just in. Fine with it.
Yeah, I watched a clip on CNN. This woman, it was like, you know, like the panel of idiots, and they're like, oh, we love Trump. Trump's great. This one woman's like, yeah, I want him to stop tweeting so much because I think it's just distracting from all of the major success work that he's been doing. I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about? Like, what work? What has he done? Name one piece of major legislation that he has passed that isn't a reversal on something Obama did. Name one thing. Like, shut up. Oh, the stock market is up. It's not because of him.
All right.
And even if it is because of him, it's just because he's promised corporate America that he'll drop their fucking taxes. That's it. Fuck out of here.
He hasn't passed a budget, though.
No, not at all.
And we're probably going towards a government shutdown in a month or two.
Oh, I can't wait.
What's that, end of September?
Yep. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's going to be good awesome. Trump is like, do I get to go home? Do I not have to work that day? Cool. Government shutdown. It'll be great.
How incompetent do you have to be as a party to be on the verge? We're now on the verge of our second government shutdown since you took over total control of all branches of government.
Absolute garbage. They don't know how to govern. They don't. I mean, that has been proven time and time again. They have no idea how to govern.
I'm just a dog out here chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do if I caught one.
Yeah. I just do things. That's exactly the fucking Republican Party. They are the Joker, basically.
Yes.
All right, let's quickly move on. So this article in the New York Times, and if you have access to the docket, you should absolutely read this. Title is Republican Shadow Campaign for 2020 Takes Shape as Trump Doubts Grow. So I'm going to give you the 10,000 foot view of this article, and then I'm going to tell you why it is absolutely true, right? Why the New York Times is, in fact, not fake news. So what is... what's that?
The Times said it. This isn't coming from fucking the National Enquirer.
I mean, they're basically the same, right? According to the president.
Right, yeah. Well, they're equal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, one not better than the other. Just equal.
Of course not.
Right.
They both get the same amount of
things right.
Stuff right and wrong.
Yeah. There was also a story in the New York Times today about the discovery of Bat Boy. He's back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's back. So the Republican shadow, this shadow campaign of 2020, they're basically talking about how all of these prominent Republicans, Ben Sasse, John Kasich, possibly Ted Cruz, are all sort of making their moves to usurp Trump in 2020 as the nominee. And all of these names are interesting, but the most interesting one is Mike Pence, who apparently set up super PACs that are getting more money put into them than even Trump's America First super PAC, which is kind of interesting. So yeah, the idea here is that these guys are all get suiting up for Trump's impeachment so that they can walk in and be the savior of the party. You buying this?
Yeah, well, we had talked about this before, that Mike Pence is totally running in 2020 as the incumbent, most likely.
Yeah. I saw this thing that it was like, if Democrats aren't careful, if we remove Trump now, Pence could be president for 10 years. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm willing to take that risk.
Yeah, the guy who was about to lose re-election as governor in Indiana, I don't think he's a major threat.
I don't think that Mike Pence could win a national election against a competent Democrat. I really don't.
Here's the thing. If we cannot put somebody up that can beat Mike fucking Pence, we deserve to lose.
Yeah. No, Mike Pence is not a charismatic guy. Okay. Like,
no,
at all. Where, look, love him or hate him, Trump is charismatic. Like, he just is.
Yeah.
Pence is
a smooth talker because he was in radio, you know. So he has that going for him. But he's not exciting at all.
No, he's not an exciting guy. He's really boring. He feels like a small town Republican, you know, conservative. Like, he feels like a small state Republican. He's not from some big state that's like really making an impact. Like, no, he's just like, hi guys, I'm Mike Pence. You want to vote for me? It's cool. Because I really love Jesus and I hate women. I really do. Really do. Filthy, filthy abortions.
Oh, how is he going to do campaign events? A lot of women are at those.
Oh, well, his wife will be there.
Yeah, I'll have to bring mother.
Hello, mother. Mother, can I run for president? Yes, mother. Thank you. I don't know that thing,
is that all the time? Like, is he calling her mother in bed? Like, how creepy does this get?
Wait, does he really do that? Is he really?
No, he calls her mother, yes, but I'm wondering.
Ew, how. What? I thought you were just kidding. Gross.
No, Mike Pence calls his wife mother.
Hello, mother.
Yes, that's a real fucking thing. This guy's a fucking creep show.
Mike Pence has tried to have sex with his own mother. That's the only thing I can assume is happening.
Oh, mother. How do you call your wife mother?
Oh, man, that's really gross.
The closest. Okay, here's. All right.
I don't like. No. Like, if you're a parent, hang on, and you call yourself.
There's been like, okay, go give this to mom. Right. But you don't address her. You don't like, what's up, mom?
That's weird, dude. That's super weird.
And yeah. And calling your wife mother when your kids are fucking grown.
Wait. No, this isn't true, is it? Are you fucking with
Google
me?
Google it. Mike Pence calls his wife mother. Google it right now.
I don't like any of that. I really don't, dude. That is some Yacoubian white people bullshit, dude. Don't call your wife mother. That's weird.
Google that right now.
Mike Pence wife. I don't know, man. I don't like that, dude. His wife kind of looks like she could be his mother.
Mother, may I run for president?
Mother, may I run for president? That's really gross.
Yeah, super gross.
Is he a Mormon? No, he's not a Mormon, right? He's like
a Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that, dude. That makes me very, very no, I don't feel okay with that. Like, that Oh, there's video. Gross, dude. Gross, man. Gross. Ugh. That's really unacceptable, man. Fucking hell. What? Dude, you try, dude, you're into incest. Period. Fact. All right. Hashtag it. Like,
this is some fucking,
I don't like that I found that out on the podcast. That makes me very crazy. Uncomfortable, dude.
Oh, got it. Ready? Episode title. Write it down. Ready? Oedipus Pence. Boom! Nailed it. Boom!
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
I'm doing a victory lap, bro.
Nailed it. No, that's really disturbing. I don't. That's a white thing, right? Like that is.
No, that is a creepy Mike Pence thing.
No, man. No. No. Mm-mm. No. All of you people do this. You refer to your wife as mother, don't you?
I sure don't.
I sure don't. I don't. No, man. Come on, dude.
All right. You know what? We'll put it out to the listeners. White listeners. And I know there's like five of you. Let us know if you call your wife, or if you're like, I don't know, if your white friends call their wives, or if your dad called your mom. Does anybody, have you heard of this anywhere other than Mike Pence?
Oh, man.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm willing to put it out there that this is not a thing other than in the Pence household.
Okay, hold on. We need to move over this story because there's a lot to talk about this evening, but I have to deal with this because this is too insane. Does he call her mother like in bed?
That's what I was wondering. Like,
or yeah, does he pull like a fucking Danzig? Is he like mother? Like, because that would be acceptable, I guess. But
all right, and there's our opening theme.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You didn't even have to tell me, dude. I already had that shit on deck.
Not about to see you later, and if you wanna find her with me,
does he call her mother in bed? Like, does he?
Oh, how do you not? You know what?
Like, gross, if that's dude.
What you call her all
gross.
The time? If that's what you call her all the time.
I bet she doesn't like it. I bet she's like, I bet she's like, don't call me that. And then he's like, no, I'm going to call you mother. And then the first time they slept together, when he started calling her that, she got super creeped out. But like, Mike Pence is secretly like a murderer, so she can't leave him.
Mike Pence is Dave Chappelle playing a white guy. Like, I'm just going to pull my penis out through the
through the hole.
Through the front hole of my pajamas.
Yes, that is who Mike Pence is. 100% of the time. Dude, Mike Pence is a creep, dude. Like, do you think that the Trump family even likes the Pence family? I feel like they don't.
No.
I bet they see them as like backwards hillbillies.
I guarantee the Pences don't like the Trump.
Fuck no.
They're disgusting big city New York sinners.
Yeah. Now, mother, could you please rub lotion on my back? Yo, that is fucking gross.
Ew.
Ugh. Yo, I am not okay with any of this. Oh, is this Mike Pence's family? Jesus Christ. They are fucking whiter than a mayonnaise sandwich. Jesus. Ugh. They are disturbingly white.
Here's another Mike Pence fact for you. He has a rabbit named Marlon Bundo who has his own Instagram.
What?
Marlon Bundo, the Pence family rabbit, has its own Instagram.
All right. Yo, enough Mike. We might need to start a section called Mike Pence Facts. Pence facts.
Well, he's going to be the president. We should learn about him, right?
Yeah, we probably should. Wow, and Mike Pence's family is really short. Like, I'm looking at his wife, and I assume his daughter, who he calls daughter. Like Trump's family is all pretty tall. It's super weird. Also, it's super weird in his image that Jared is not standing next to Ivanka, but Trump is, because he wants to have sex with her. Or does.
Yes. Yes. That's what we currently have in the White House. We have a president who wants to fuck his own daughter, and a vice president who wants to fuck his own mom.
They're Game of Thrones characters. Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on. This is really fucking bothersome. So, by the way, I mentioned why I thought that New York Times article about the shadow government or the shadow campaign is true. Because a couple of days ago, Mike Cernovich, who is this like crazy right winger, the day Bannon was fired, he came out.
He's the Pizzagate guy, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He's a fucking straight up lunatic. And I follow him on Twitter just to see what he's saying. But what I've learned is never to go into the people who reply to him, because they're all lunatics. And he's a lunatic too, but like they're even crazier. Like they're absolutely crazier. So Michael Cernovich posted a video after Bannon left the White House saying that he had felt restricted in talking about certain things because Bannon was there and he's friends with Bannon and all this other stuff. But now that Bannon's gone, he can be a little bit more honest about things and talk about shit that he knows. He also said that the reason why he doesn't donate or promote the super PACs that are for Trump's reelection is because they're all Pence super PACs. And they're all just filtering money in for Pence when he runs in 2020 or beforehand. He also said that he read that New York Times article and he was like, look, I like to call the New York Times out for their fake stories all the time, but the fact of the matter is this one is correct. And I was actually reading it saying, I wonder how they knew about this. So yeah. So even he thinks it's real, and he's also pretty knowledgeable because of what we're going to talk about in foreign policy, because he called this fucking Afghanistan strategy in that video to the fucking T. He already knew a week out. So that was also super interesting. All right. So I'm going to skip the Susan Collins thing. She's basically saying she's not sure what to think about Trump running in 2020. And the Democrats are actually working on strategies to beat all of these proposed primary candidates. So obviously the Democrats are getting some information that leads them to believe this shit is real too.
What? Yeah, I have some information that makes me think it's real, which is just watch the Trump presidency. There's no fucking way he makes it to 2020.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine he does.
If Bob Mueller doesn't get him, his cholesterol will, right?
Oh yeah.
You can't just be fat and 71 and never work out and eat cheeseburgers and scream all day.
No. And if he wants to keel over during a rally, that would be great.
That'd be hilarious.
Thank
Are they
no.
supposed to be in Arizona this week?
What's that?
Aren't they supposed to be in Arizona this week? Yep. Go die there.
Go die there. That's fine. It's hot. Might be a little too much for his body. Too much for the internal battery that he doesn't want to wear down.
Is that today? When was that?
I think it started today, yeah.
Oh, great.
Ridiculous.
I wonder if he decided to do the Joe Arpaio thing.
No word on that yet.
Okay. There was a rumor he was going to go and pardon Joe Arpaio just to be a dick.
I mean,
because Arpaio literally got 6 months for all the shit he pulled. Only got 6 months. There's no reason to pardon him, because other than to be like, ha, fuck you, brown people.
Yeah. But not only that, like, you're gonna throw out a pardon on this shit? Like, all right, dude. I think that might be a little silly, but you know, that's just me. But I wouldn't pardon Arpaio. Not ever. Fuck that guy. But, you know.
No, but even if you are just a screaming racist idiot president, like, what advantage does this have other than making sure that people who already felt super alienated just feel more so.
Right.
Is that it? Is that the point? Or just to make the dumb white people that like you go, woo!
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I think so. I mean, I don't know that there's any other logical reason.
Mm.
I mean, I guess it's to gin up support from Arpaio-esque conservatives.
I suppose. He already came out and is backing the person that's running against Jeff Flake in the primary.
Who's a fucking lunatic, by the way.
Kelly, what's her name? Ward?
Yeah, Kelly Ward. She believes in chemtrails. Yeah. They call her chemtrails. Okay. Chemtrails Kelly.
Yeah, but she has the backing of the president-ish guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good job, everybody. You're primarying your own fucking people. Good job. Smart. Foreign politics this week. So that
Democrats get any good Democrat, it's gonna be right for the picket. Dude, we can win Arizona.
Dude, one, they could take it. Two, get a candidate for president. Get them ready.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like for 2018, I'm talking a solid, like, gotta be Latino, probably. Populist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get them ready now because they're going to split the Republican Party in half and you should be there. We got to be there when that happens.
Yeah, it's an easy pickup. It's an easy pickup.
Absolutely.
All right, foreign policy this week. That lobbyist who was at Trump Jr.'s meeting in Trump Tower turns out to have a really shit ton of Russian connections.
No kidding.
Shocking news. It was rumored that he was a spy, but people were like, no, he was just like some guy. Renat Admekshin. So apparently he has an association with former deputy head of the Russian spy service, the FSB, and a history of working for close allies of President Vladimir V. Putin. Vladimir Vladimirovich, I believe is his middle name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You arrogant prick. Hey, my name is Jayovich. Like, get out of here. twice he has worked.
Jay, your middle name is Jason, of course.
Right? Yes. And it's Jayson. Like, I am also the son of a man named Jay. It's really weird. It's strange. He has worked on legal battles for Russian tycoons whose opponents suffered sophisticated hacking attacks. He's also a hacker. He helped federal prosecutors bring corruption charges against the American businessman in the former Soviet Union. He's worked against the CIA. In short, Mr. Admekshin projects over two decades in Washington, routinely advanced in Kremlin interests, especially after he became an American citizen in 2009. American counterintelligence agents took notice of his activities but drew no conclusions about where his allegiance lay. According to a former law enforcement official who spoke on conditions of anonymity, so at the time they weren't looking into him, but apparently one Robert Mueller III is in fact looking into him.
Ah, okay.
So
any fucking time, Bob.
Yeah, you really could
speed this thing up.
Yeah, we could really use your help now more than ever. By the way, there was an interesting thing that came out this week that said that likely Paul Manafort has flipped.
Tremendous.
And also Felix Slater might have also flipped or is in the process of flipping.
What was that quote from Felix Slater?
That telling his family that he knows for a fact that him and Trump are going to go to jail. Oops. Probably shouldn't have said that.
He's right, though.
Yeah. Look, that's fine because that guy is super corrupt. And all that money laundering they've been doing for the Russians in New York through real estate for decades.
You know what, though? I am willing to let Felix Sater walk.
Yep.
Just as an American citizen, if he flips And they're like, yeah, no time served. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't give a shit about that guy. He's probably, I don't give, look, he's a dirtbag anyway. He's probably going to fuck up and get arrested for something else later on.
Is he the one who went to jail for smashing a glass into someone's face?
I want to say that's probably true.
I'm pretty sure that is. Like, it's the most fucking gangster thing ever. Like Goodfellas gangster. Like, yeah. Gangster ER gangster shit.
Yeah, I mean, somebody
told him to go get his fucking shine box.
Exactly. He stabbed a man's cheek and neck with the stem of a margarita glass, breaking his jaw, lacerating his face, and severing nerves. Yeah, that guy's not a good person.
Yes, that guy will be played by Joe Pesci in the movie.
And you know what? It's actually pretty decent casting, because kind of that seems about right. Like, that was back in 1991.
Can Pesci do a Russian accent?
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Hey, I'm fucking Russian over here. Hey, whatever. Sater was convicted of first-degree assault in 93 and served a year in prison.
Yeah, for that pushing incident. The stem of a margarita glass into someone's face gets you a year, apparently.
And by the way, there's no way to know if Felix is a Russian, by the way. His birth name is Felix Mikhailovich Shevarovsky or Sater. I mean, you know, like whatever, like depending on which one you want to do.
I don't know. Yeah, I know a ton of guys. I know a lot of Severovskys.
Mikhailovich, get out of here.
Is that from the Michigan Severovsky?
It's the Detroit Severovskys.
I gotcha. Okay.
Very common.
I know a couple of those guys.
Next up, Trump announces his new strategy on Afghanistan. Basically all
shockingly not mercenaries.
Yeah, that was surprisingly, he wasn't going to pay $10 billion a year to let a bunch of mercs run around and murder innocent Afghanis. But instead what he's going to do is a troop search somewhere between 25.
We didn't mention that in the Steve Bannon shit, but like Eric Prince was going to be at this meeting of Afghanistan stuff. And then after Steve Bannon got fired, they said, no, we're not talking to that fucking asshole. But if Bannon was still there, these are some of the things that are better with Bannon out there. Bannon was pushing for them to get to hire Eric Prince to have his dumb asshole buddies go try to win the Afghanistan war.
How? By murdering people indiscriminately.
Yes.
That's it. Like, come on, man. Come on. It's like, we don't, look, the idea of a merc army fighting for us, a large-scale merc army fighting for us, that is the last throes of every fucking major military society in human history.
We already fucking did it. If people are unfamiliar, look up Blackwater.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, incomplete in place of us. Yeah, they fought alongside us, which was a fucking problem. But if you were just like, all right, all the U.S. military out, all you whatever the fuck bullshit name he's going by now for his company.
Totally not Blackwater or whatever it's called.
It's like Zai or some fucking bullshit. We're good now because we got sued like crazy for murdering innocent Iraqis. But if we did that, that would be, it'd be an absolute nightmare. Absolute. So his
academy with an I.
Ugh, fuck off. I don't know what's worse, that or the mother thing. But the idea of a fucking merc army is really gross. H.R. McMaster showed Trump. Dude, this headline is bonkers. It is fucking bonkers. I didn't want to put this. Look, I'll be honest to our people in the fan group. I almost put this in the fan group when I saw it, but I chose not to because I wanted to save it for this show. I didn't want anyone to see this. Hopefully they didn't before I tell the story. This is the actual headline for this article. This is Yahoo News. H.R. McMaster showed Trump a black and white 1972 image of Afghan women walking in miniskirts to convince him of a plan for Afghanistan. That he was basically using that image to show him that, you know, we can bring change to Afghanistan and look how it was back in the day. He had to show him pictures of hot chicks in miniskirts in order for him to realize why he needed to do this.
She's hot. Who is she? She's like a seven. I'd fuck her. Well, who is that?
Oh,
she's still around.
She's still around. I mean, she's probably just a two now, right? She's just like a dub, right?
Does she have kids? She have grandkids? What could can we save this woman?
Can I move on her like a bitch? Where's Billy Bush? Where is he? It's the idea that it was literally a hot piece of ass that convinced the president to do troop level increases is amazing to me. That's absolutely insane.
No. Let's do this though. Let's work with this. We need hot chicks in bikini and in bikinis to like sell him on policies we want.
Yeah, it's fine. So, just like the
Carl's bikini chicks want to like yeah Carl's Jr. ads, but for like universal healthcare and shit.
Yeah, like check out this chick with giant tits eating a hamburger. You know, her cholesterol might be going up, but luckily she gets to have free checkups through the Affordable Care Act. Dun, dun, dun. Tits, tits, tits. Giant fucking trucks and flags and fireworks or whatever stupid shit Wilbur Ross was cool with.
Tits, 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 tits. Do you like tits? Well,
get mammary.
Breast cancer screenings are... very important, and they're gonna go away if you get rid of the Affordable Care Act. So for God, for tits' sake, save the tits, 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 tits. You don't want the tits to come off, do you? No, save the tits, tits.
You're not pro mastectomy like some fucking libtard. Get out there and save those boobs. Like, all right, shut up. Country is run by a fucking pervert.
All right, I've changed my mind. We need free cancer screenings for the titties, for everyone's titties.
Let's get rid of burkas and drop ship miniskirts back to Afghanistan. I support it. Think about it, guys. Think about it.
I also heard about pussy cancer too. So we should probably just try to save all the cancer, right? Just save people from every cancer.
Yeah, it's insidious, Donald. It's insidious.
We might lose boobs. We might lose butts. We might lose pussies. We need to cancer screen for all of that.
Yeah. Make it happen. By the way, I also don't want to expand Medicare to any of the states. If we could not do that.
I want everyone to have this. Everyone needs cancer screenings. We might lose the butts. We might lose the boobs.
I don't want to pay for it.
For God's sake, save the titty.
I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to pay for it. It's too expensive.
No price is too high. I'll raise taxes on myself if I have to.
Spare no expense. Yeah, I just thought that story was fucking bonkers, dude. I was just like, really? That's how you convince them? All right. Well, fuck off.
But also super not surprising.
No. It makes total sense. It's actually quite clever from their perspective.
Yeah.
What is interesting?
It is interesting. Afghanistan before the Taliban took over was just like pretty Western-y.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So was Iran.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Iran.
Yeah. Yeah, but we went in there and fucked that up. I mean, that is the great irony of places like that. But it's also the great irony of people. Like, I know a lot of people really like this guy. I am not a huge fan of his. I don't like Sam Harris, right? Like, I don't think Sam Harris is a dumb guy. I think Sam Harris is a very smart guy. But Sam Harris has that, like, white guy privilege point of view that fucking pisses me off. And he does this thing where he's like, you know, these other barbaric cultures are not as good as ours. And I'm like, motherfucker, they were in line with us, and we went over there and fucked their countries up. And caused this shit, dude. They had gotten past those things, and we did those things. Like, if you're mad about burqas existing and the Taliban existing and all this other shit, we did that shit. We did that. We came in and said, this is what you want. We went over and bombed other places in the Middle East that allow fucking Wahhabism and all that other shit to spread like fucking wildfire across the Middle East. That is our fault. But that asshole stands there with some holier-than-thou attitude. But, like, dude, that's not fucking true. They weren't like that. They were in line with us. They were getting their free love on and fucking like crazy like everybody else in the world in the 60s and 70s. And then we were like, no, we have some fucking special interest there. So fuck those people. We're gonna put the Shah in Iran. And we're going to fucking push this shit in Afghanistan. Like, we did that. That's a fucking fact. So don't give me some fucking over-intellectualized bullshit. Also, there is a thing about specifically white men getting on TV telling brown people that their culture is fucking bullshit that drives me absolutely crazy. Like, that shit drives me nuts. Even if you're right. Like, just shut the fuck up, dude. Just shut up. Just shut up. Like, please, for the sake of history, just shut the fuck up. Yeah, I'm just not a
Sam. That's what we do.
Yeah, I'm not a Sam Harris.
We fucked up Africa too, by the way, for anybody that wants to feel better than Africans. That's also us.
Yeah. No, it is. And we continue to do it to this day. And China's doing the same thing right now.
Yeah. Fucked up a lot of South America. Yeah, we fucked the whole world. Pretty good.
Yeah, and then we have this arrogance, this fucking arrogance to be like, oh, those guys don't even have it together. Oh, look at Iran. Like, dude, we did that. Like, there is definitive information that we did that shit. I have a friend who's half Iranian, and he has pictures of his dad in the 1960s, like next to a pool in Iran, wearing like jeans and no shirt, giving a peace sign. Yes, because that's what the fuck it was like in the 60s. And then we came over there and fucked it up.
It was like it was here in England, but just with a little more melon.
That's it. Like, people for
and a lot more chest hair.
Yeah, a whole lot. A whole lot. Like, almost like your culture is bad levels of chest hair. seriously. Maybe learn to wax. I mean, no big deal.
They would have got there. They would have.
They would have. But we did this. We did it. But, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, because a lot of people are just profoundly ignorant to things outside of the U.S. and inside the U.S. too. But people don't realize that Afghanistan used to be the place where hippies went to, like, hey, man, like, get enlightenment and shit. Like, hippies in the U.S.
And smoke Afghan Kush, bro.
Yeah, that was a fucking thing. They went to Afghanistan. It's like this beautiful place. And, like, yeah. But all we know is from, like, the 80s and beyond of, like, war-torn Afghanistan. But yeah, people did that. A lot of people don't realize Haiti used to be the same way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, hey, here's an interesting little political fact. You want to know who went on their honeymoon to the fucking Haiti? To Haiti, not fucking Dominican Republic, to fucking Haiti. Former President Bill Clinton and fucking his wife Hillary Clinton. That's where they did their honeymoon. It was in fucking Haiti. So yeah, don't talk to me about how the world is so much better here and terrible everywhere else. We have a lot to do with that shit. We have a lot to do with it. So,
and really, it's mostly white people.
Yeah, what the fuck? Black people didn't have anything to do with it. We were broke.
Yeah, I want to.
We're getting the shit kicked out of us here.
I don't like taking credit for shit that you know, that other people did, but I'm gonna go ahead and step in and say this one was us. from the colonialism shit, where it was a bunch of white countries like trying to race to see who could be the shittiest one. Yep.
Congratulations, weirdly, Netherlands.
Way to go!
It's the one, like, it was like the a, one thing you
it was
won
like at. A it was like a France, England, Spain, Portugal race, and then fucking the Dutch came out of nowhere on that.
Like, dude. Like, hey, look, we can treat our slaves really terribly. Fucking hold my beer. Like, get out of here. No, the Dutch were fucking horrible. How many people can we get?
But it's weird that they're like so chill now.
Yeah, they just want everybody to forget. They're like, shh, shh, shh. Leave our name out of it.
Yeah.
Guys, we got a lot of atoning Germans to do for this shit.
Dude, Germans are like the most laid back, cool people. And it's because, you know, they did some shit.
Yeah.
9999.
Like, yeah, no, that guy was fucking crazy.
No, we just want everybody to get along now. We're just be cool and we'll all get along together. Want me to buy you a beer?
Or seven of them? Please, don't open history books. It's fine. It's fine. Nobody wants to talk about that. So, yeah, I just, like, that sort of thing and, like, that over-intellectualized, like, going after Islamic countries really pisses me off. Because it is directly our fault.
Yeah.
Directly.
That's, like, the entire basis of the, like, the Richard Spencer, like, you know, intellectual white supremacist movement is, well, they're just a lower class of people. If you look at, you know, whatever war-torn country, like, okay, how did that become war-torn? Follow it back a little bit. Because it becomes shitty white people eventually.
Yep.
Almost always.
Yeah, I just... Ugh, that shit just makes me angry. Like, and it pisses me off that Trump needed to be convinced by looking at a bunch of hot pieces of ass to go, oh,
that's
yeah.
It's pretty hilarious, though.
Yeah, so it's his only reason for giving a damn. But I just...
So you're trying to tell me that under those burkas, these women are hot? Hey, let's do what we can.
I mean, look, I want to call this operation move on. I want to call this operation move on. I'm like a bitch. Can we call him that?
We got to liberate these pieces of ass.
I mean people. Yeah. So I found that to be fucking insane. Steve Bannon, apparently, getting his flames on, had Breitbart go after Trump and H.R. McMaster because of the new Afghan policy, saying, quote, is Trump's Afghanistan policy different from Obama's? The answer is no, it's not. That's it. That's all I have for you. No, it's not. It is not a change in strategy literally at all. Also, he said he wasn't going to let people know what the troop levels were. Why not? Why not? You're afraid the enemies are going to know? Like, what does it matter? We're sending 10,000. All right. What the fuck can you do? Hey, guys, we have one gun and we're shooting from a fucking hut. All right? Like, I don't care if you have 2,000 or 10,000. It doesn't fucking matter.
This is the kind of shit that's going to be really interesting to watch Breitbart for. Because they're just going to go to war with, like, they've already were going after McMaster. They hate that guy because Bannon hates that guy. But yeah, you're going to see a lot of Jew stuff about Kushner and Cohn and then a lot of anti those three generals thing. Although I don't think they've gone after Mad Dog much,
no.
But they probably will.
No, they're not going to go after Mad Dog because Mad Dog will murder them like with his bare old man hands.
Where the fuck is the Breitbart offices? I'm going to go find Bannon and rip his goddamn nuts off.
Yeah, like that is a legitimate quote from... James Mad Dog Mattis. That is not Andy's not even kidding. That's a literal quote. Or at least it should
I want to go drink that guy's blood. Who's with me?
Like, dude, Mad Dog, calm down. It's cool. Fuck that shit. I'm not going to take something from some gin-soaked racist piece of shit who's never served. I'll tell you that. I didn't watch my buddies die face down in the mud. Like, wow. Dude, calm down.
No, that's the weird thing. Bannon was a naval officer.
Yeah, I know, which is fucking strange.
Yeah, and now he's like butting heads with all the military guys.
Yeah, because he's a fucking racist, and like, like he doesn't have any other viewpoint except for like bigotry. That's his viewpoint. Like global domination by the United States and bigotry, by any means fucking necessary.
Not the whole United States, just the white Christian United States.
Yeah, well, he could just.
Which is still, I mean, if we're playing percentages, that's a lot of the United States, but not the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, that's fine. I wish he would just
start.
There's
no room
an
on the Bannon train for anybody who's not a white Christian.
Yeah. Look, I just want him to find his own island, go on to it, and once we verify him and all his friends are there, we can nuke it. That's fine. Or we don't even have to nuke it. We could just use like depleted uranium bullets and just.
Just tell everybody, look, it's the white ethno state you always wanted. It's on Bikini Atoll. And then let everybody go, move there, and then just...
Yeah, and look, you don't do it the first day. Like, give them a week. Give them a week. they're like, they're happy. They're swapping false teeth. You know, they're like marrying each other's cousins. It's fucking great. They're having a blast. And then they just hear that slow, ever rising whistle of sweet American munitions. And we fucking end it all. And then we just move on. No announcement on television. Nothing. No parades. Nothing. We just realize that the collective IQ of the world has risen a few points and just move the fuck on. That's it. Fuck those people, man. They're garbage. Like that video I saw today. I think we should have another genocide. I'm like, bitch, you don't even have top teeth in your head. Get the fuck out of my face. You're not a part of the superior race. You're garbage. The Nazis would have thrown you onto the fucking dirt pile. Are you kidding me?
Oh, the video of the fucking KKK people?
Yeah. I believe there should be another genocide. We're not racist.
Really? Is anyone a racist then if you guys aren't racist? I guess nobody's a racist.
No.
You're literally wearing clown robes and burning crosses and talking about how whites are the superior race. But you're not racist, so nobody is. If they're not, then nobody is.
Yeah, no, that's how it works. That is exactly how it works.
Fair enough.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. Okay, lady. So Bannon, I think you're right. I think Bannon is going to be in Breitbart. It's going to be interesting to watch during any of these these cuck moves that Trump is thinking about making. And I'm actually interested to see, does Bannon move the needle? Does Bannon pull people away from Trump? That'll be interesting.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, like I don't think the people who were. Like I don't think the alt-right is a significant number where it's going to be like, oh my God, he lost 20 percentage points, but it's probably going to matter in the long run. Like if Breitbart like fully turns on Trump.
Yeah. Which would be glorious, by the way. Be absolutely glorious.
Yeah. All the little alt-right fucking 4chan kids would probably go with him.
Yeah. They're in for whatever the the goofball embarrassment shit is.
He'd lose the Pepe meme dicks, which is an important, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. An important demographic.
Yeah.
You can't lose the Pepe meme dicks.
Look, if you don't have that, you don't have anything. I mean, you might as well just quit. Let Pence be president. All right. Let's quickly.
Nobody's making fucking memes for Pence.
Ugh. God.
There's no pro-Pence memes.
There are none, but there's going to be one after tomorrow's episode drops. that dude calls his wife mother, dude. That is unacceptable on a level I cannot express. All right, this week in stupid. Let's hurry up and do this one and get the fuck out of here. So the solar eclipse happened yesterday and...
Fuck yeah, it did. I drove up like a couple hours up into the middle of nowhere in Idaho and got to do the full... like total eclipse. It was awesome.
Did you have glasses?
Sure did. Only a fucking moron would look at the sun without glasses.
So, story for this week in stupid. Trump stares at the sun during the solar eclipse. Yeah, that happened. Now, I would normally say that seems a little over the top. No, that couldn't have happened. That image, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. No, it's not. It's actually a picture is worth nothing. Because it's only 1 second in time. But then there was video. And video is way better. Because you can literally see him look up at the sun and then people scream, don't look at it, from beneath him. As he's on a balcony.
Don't look into the sun, idiots.
What? Science is fake news. The media wants you to believe that the sun is being blocked out. No, it's not.
So when you have someone who like fires everyone with a science degree from his administration and like won't look at any news other than like the National Enquirer and Fox and Friends, he's gonna stare at the fucking sun.
Yeah, look, good. That's fine. I hope he goes blind. I do. That would have been great.
My wife's niece was there. She's three. And she was looking up at the sun, and Dad said, "Whoa, no, don't. You need to wear these glasses if you're going to look at the sun. You don't want to hurt your eyes." And she put the glasses on and then looked. And she's three. And she got it. And she's three.
Yeah, well, I mean, Trump has the intelligence of a two-year-old, so that makes total sense. Yeah.
My two-year-old was there. He wasn't looking at the fucking sun.
The funny thing is, there's a second picture of Trump and Barron have the glasses that allows you to look at the solar eclipse. But Melania's looking up, and she doesn't have glasses on. So they're both idiots. They're both idiots. Profound, profound morons. These are the people running the country and the free world.
Yeah. This is the government. This is our government.
We didn't have sense to pick a person who didn't know that you shouldn't look at the sun during a solar eclipse. Like, that is not something anyone should have to tell you anymore. You're 70 years old. You've been around for like 900 eclipses, dude. And they only come like once a year or like once every couple of years. But you've seen like 900 of them. Do you look at it every time? That's crazy. It's crazy, dog. That's crazy. All right. That is it for us. I cannot believe the president looked at the sun. That's fucking one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Also, Mike Pence is a freak. And wants to have sex with his
mother. The funniest part about that is, and he's got to be fucking trolling at this point. You played it at the beginning of the show. Tucker Carlson.
Yes. Is he trolling?
What is he doing?
Is he trolling?
What is he doing?
Because he said it in a way that did not seem like trolling.
That seems like if they did a parody of Tucker Carlson on Saturday Night Live, that they would say that. What is he doing?
That was the most impressive thing that Trump has ever done.
That any president has ever
done. Any president. To stare at the sun during a solar eclipse.
Right.
You know what? Then he should have stared longer, because then that would have showed he was a real... Then he would have been really... He would have been the next FDR. I don't know. Fuck off, dude. Tucker Carlson's a dickweed. Fucking worst.
It's like he knows he's full of shit, and is just like...
Yeah, fuck it.
He's just going to start... Like, his heart is no longer in it, and he's just going to go, "Oh, he's the greatest president of all time. Look at the way he's... He didn't fall down and poop himself when he got out of his plane. What a great president he is.
He's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
He's amazing.
He's the best president we've ever had. Look at the way he's got both shoes on.
He put them on by himself, you jerks."
I would love to watch that somebody on Fox News just get tired of the bullshit.
Yeah, no kidding.
And his hair looks great. We're not making fun of that at all. He's really handsome. Like, he looks good, right? Doesn't he look good? He looks really good.
I totally want to have sex
with him. Doesn't look like a fucking buffoon who did his hair with a fucking kitchen mixer.
You know what?
No, it looks good. He looks great. Yeah. We totally can't tell you're fat in that big suit. You look amazing. You look fit and strong.
Fit and strong. No, no, no. No, he does not.
And your skin is a really natural color.
Ugh. Disgusting. All right, that is it for us. We will see you guys next week. Make sure you join our fan group, lookforwardshow.com/fans. Follow us on Twitter, by the way, at lookforwardshow. All right, later, guys.
Bye-bye.